Today I'm going to be talking about igniting your greatest asset. And I want to start with a question. When was the last time you invested in the greatest asset your business has, namely you? When did you last take a whole day out of your business to focus on where you are, where you want to be in 6 months' time, a year, perhaps 5 years' time? When did you last gift yourself time to think, to reflect, to revisit your goals, to clarify your vision, and to check you are still aligned with your values, which of course can change as we evolve and grow? Is it time to harness the extraordinary powers of your greatest asset? Is it time to tap into that infinite well of potential that you're only scratching the surface of? Is it time to take stock of where you are right now and where you're heading? Do you know, it's so easy to be so busy being busy that we never stop to look at how we're prioritising our time, how effective we are on a day-to-day basis, and how much time we're actually spending in flow. Being in flow is a magical place to be. It's when we are using our God-given talents to do what we do best. We're totally aligned with what we're doing, time flies by, and we always deliver at a very high standard because it's the work we were born to do. It's the work that we love and we do naturally. And when we consistently work in flow, we become trusted and known as the go-to person in our field, and we become increasingly more proficient in our area of expertise. However, most of us were brought up in that jack-of-all-trades culture. We were encouraged to be that proverbial good all-rounder. Our teachers and parents often focused on our weaknesses, offering extra tuition and extra homework to make us more proficient in all subjects. And many of our young people today leave school with no idea what they're good at, or even if they're good at anything at all. They can spend years job hopping or flitting from course to course and never actually finding their true calling. When we're hired for a role that fits our area of expertise, we're then often also faced with a job spec that's as long as our arm, with multiple tasks included in our weekly schedule that we're neither particularly proficient in or even inspired by. And when someone leaves the workforce, we're often asked to take on part of their role, and we find ourselves spending less and less time doing the work we were trained to do and were hired for originally. And you know, it's really sad that on average, 80% of British workers are not playing to their strengths at work. Just imagine the impact that has on their motivation, their engagement, their productivity, and ultimately, of course, the profitability of the business. It is little wonder that absenteeism is so high, and many workers move jobs on a regular basis, just seeking the recognition and the fulfillment that they deserve. One of the biggest causes of small businesses failing is down to the jack-of-all-trades culture that's so ingrained in our psyche from our kindergarten years. When we run our own business, we feel we ought to do everything it takes to keep that business going. And so we try to be the strategist, the marketeer, the PR guru, the social media expert, the great accountant, the efficient bookkeeper, the technical genius, the networker, creative writer, etc. The list is endless. And we actually spend so much time doing all the peripheral tasks it takes to run a business that we end up devoting very little real time to the work that took us into business in the first place. Many small business owners end up stressed out and in overwhelm and never experience the many benefits that they went into business for. You know, joy of thinking, oh, well, I can work in my own time. I can have more time off. I can have extra holidays. I can have quality time with family and friends. And actually, the reality is that work comes first. and we feel that we're not important enough to take time out for us. And we just get more and more overwhelmed under that demand, that heavy weight of that business and that workload that just keeps piling up. So if this is where you are right now, can I just say, please stop. Stop and take stock. It's time to take time out to think before you end up being another victim of overwhelm. All the time you're driving yourself to work longer hours, pushing yourself harder, you are subconsciously telling yourself you don't matter. You're not important enough to take time out for you. Work must come first, and the only way to succeed is to work even harder, which is yet another learning drummed into us in our formative years. Constantly pushing ourselves and never taking time out to develop ourselves is like trying to run a car on an empty tank. Eventually, you would just grind to a halt. And unfortunately, at that stage, sometimes the damage is irreparable. I'm a learning junkie. I'm constantly training and adding to my skill set. I believe that as a trainer and speaker and coach, I should always be learning and taking on board new knowledge and skills to share with my clients, my prospects, my colleagues, and my team. And every time I invest in any kind of training, it stimulates me to learn more. And then I have exciting new offerings for my clients. Taking time for me allows me to reevaluate where I'm heading and how effectively I'm moving towards my goals. It makes me feel valued because I'm subconsciously saying to myself, you matter. And that time away from my business gives me much greater clarity on how to live an even more fulfilling life. I also love learning with other extraordinary people who are also evolving, exploring their skills, reevaluating their vision, and aligning with their values. When you learn and grow together, you start to develop mutual respect, friendship, and trust. And as you do, you're indelibly marked by those incredible people who have crossed your pathway and enriched your life. So build that quality you time into your busy schedule and make that time sacred. Make it immovable. Make it an appointment with you that is as important as your most important client meeting. You will actually find that you work more efficiently, you get more done, and you finish earlier than you ever did before. Schedule in time to go to workshops, seminars, or even a weekend retreat to rest and recharge those batteries. Look at all the tasks you have to do on a day-to-day basis and split them down into two initial lists. First of all, your inflow tasks. So that's the work that you love to do, that comes easily and naturally to you, that you always deliver at a high standard and continues to delight your customers. Your outer flow tasks are the things that take up your time and your energy. They don't particularly inspire you and they keep you away from doing what you do best. Start to look at how many of these tasks you could delegate. And I know that can be daunting, but there's so many brilliant freelancers out there who can do those tasks infinitely better and quicker than you and free up your valuable time to focus on the work that actually brings you new revenue, new business and greater fulfillment. You will have to pay them a fraction of your hourly rate, and you can spend more and more of your valuable time fully in flow, firing all cylinders and being effective, productive and profitable. When we're in flow, we're in a magical place, tapping into more of our true potential, feeling motivated, energized and fulfilled. We're using our God-given talents to do what we do best, and we can clearly see the impact we have on our business and the lives of those around us. I just want to finish with a quote. People in flow recognize and celebrate their uniqueness. And with that recognition comes a magnetic energy, which is totally irresistible. So please invest in yourself. It is the best investment you will ever make. It will not only improve your life, it will improve the lives of everyone around you.